Unveiling the secrets A-list copywriters use to make themselves and their clients millions. This is the Copywriters Podcast with your host, the world's greatest copywriting coach, David Garfinkel.
Top copywriting skill for the future. And with the rapid spread of AI, will there even be a future for copywriters? Both new and experienced copywriters are plagued by the same question, and it's a good question, because there are plenty of solid arguments that go like this. With the rapid growth of AI, there won't be any need for human copywriters, and in some cases, that's 100% true. The good news is there are also some powerful counterarguments that say there will definitely be a need for copywriters and still some great opportunities to make a lot of money. But there's a catch. If you want to survive, you're going to have to learn some important new skills that only top-of-the-crop copywriters needed in the past, culminating in the one top skill that no AI will ever be able to attain. I figured out what all of these are, the lead-up skills and the one top skill, and I'm going to share them with you in detail today, but only after I share this with you. Copy is powerful. You're responsible for how you use what you hear in this podcast, and most of the time, common sense is all you need. But if you make extreme claims, and or if you're writing copy for offers in highly regulated industries like health, finance, and business opportunity, you may want to get a legal review after you write and before you start using your copy. My larger clients do this all the time. So here's the thing. I remember way back in the day, some high-level copywriters were so full of themselves, and true copywriting skill at that time was so rare, that they were saying they could charge a client $3,000 to write one headline. Well, these days, the ability to write a headline isn't rare. It's a commodity. ChatGPT can write 20 headlines in 1 minute. So now let's look at emails. It can take hours to write one email by hand. And AI can do it in minutes. And what about research? Without AI, you could do online research for a promotion and it might take you days, even weeks. With the right deep research feature on several AIs, you can do comparable research in a few hours. So who needs copywriters anymore? Okay, ordinary copywriters, not so much. But AI can't tell you with any real-world certainty which is a good headline and why for a particular situation or a particular promo. The kind of copywriter that will thrive in the future can pick the best two or three out of those 20 and say why and know why those are probably the best ones to test. And AI can write emails, but forget about AI-generated emails for a welcome sequence, which needs to be more personal and resonant with your target audience. The right kind of copywriter can write those emails and really help a business bond with its prospects. Now, AI is going to come up short matching the research it came up with your prospects at their stage of awareness and other important variables for a particular promotion. But a copywriter who knows what they're doing can do all those things very well. So, how do you become that kind of copywriter? The one that can do things AI can never do. I'm going to share 6 steps that I put my mentoring clients through over the course of 1 year to get to that point, so they will stand out as copywriters with the most in-demand skills in the future. My mentoring process is fine-tuned and more detailed than what I'm going to share with you today. And over the course of the year, I help my clients really develop these 6 skills. And I only have room for 1 or 2 new mentoring clients at a time. So as you're listening to this, the chances are you probably won't get to work with me. Therefore, pay close attention, because the information in today's show could save your career, even if you implement it entirely by yourself, and you certainly can. And you can develop the first 5 without my help, just by following the advice that I'm giving here today. After the first 5 skills, I'll share the one skill that AI will never be able to develop, which can really future-proof your career. The first step to becoming an irreplaceable copywriter is to develop some solid foundational knowledge. First step. this is not the kind of knowledge you might want to show off at a seminar to impress a client with, but fundamental, core, basic working knowledge, stuff that informs the copywriter mindset. A lot of copywriters jump in learning how to write copy without getting this knowledge. This can work for a while, but it catches up with you eventually and ends up hurting you in the long run. I insist that the people I mentor develop a solid foundation of basic copywriting knowledge so they can develop a working copywriter mindset and eventually develop what I call copywriter reflexes. Now, a lot of newer copywriters look at this knowledge building phase casually. They seem to think that all the knowledge they need comes from browsing a few swipe files, skimming a blog post, or watching some influencer break down a headline on YouTube. That's not knowledge. That's a grab bag of random information. When we talk about future-proofing your copywriting career, we mean this. You know the underlying principles, and you can follow the examples and the thinking that go underneath them. So dig into the past. Study the old masters. Read the old ads written by legends like David Ogilvy, Eugene Schwartz, Gary Halbert. They succeeded in markets that were more skeptical than most people realize. They had to earn their trust line by line. One smart way to do this kind of knowledge building, choose 5 to 10 legendary ads. Break them down by hand, sentence by sentence. Ask questions. Why does the lead work? What problems are they solving? How are they structuring their proof? Then go even deeper. Compare ads from different decades or markets. Look for patterns. Look for differences. Over time, you'll start seeing what makes persuasion work in almost any context. That's the first layer of knowledge, the first layer of this first step. After you look at the ads, make sure you read the foundational books. We've covered a lot of these in previous Old Master Series shows here on Copywriters Podcast. But more than just read the books, work through them. David Ogilvy said anyone doing advertising should read Scientific Advertising by Claude Hopkins 7 times. I wasn't taking any chances. I read it 15 times. Another great book to read and pick apart is Joe Sugarman's Adweek Copywriting Handbook. Write notes in the margins. Get the physical copy. Actually read paper stuff. Write notes. Outline the key points. Build your own internal reference library. Finally, the masterwork of all masterworks, Breakthrough Advertising by Gene Schwartz. I wouldn't read this until you've been around the block a few times. It's a deep, deep dive. 30 years later, I'm still learning something new every time I open that book. Now, why go to all this effort? I mean, this is only the first step, but it's crucial. Here's why. Clients don't pay top dollar for vague enthusiasm. They pay for knowledgeable skill, good decisions. And that comes from solid knowledge. Besides classic copy and old master's books, you need to get on top of and stay on top of current digital trends. You don't need to be a marketing tech guru, but you do need to know what's working. Subscribe to emails from top direct response brands. Analyze the subject lines, the story arcs, the pacing. How often do they mail? What's the tone? What kind of calls to action are they using? All of this can start to make you a much more valuable copywriter, not just someone who can write, but someone who knows things other people don't know. That's the first step towards future-proofing. Because when trends change, platforms change, tactics go in and out of style, you'll still have the core knowledge that tells you what works and why.
I will say AI will make you faster and more efficient, but if you're approach is, hey, AI, here's this thing I'm trying to sell, write me a sales page. Hey, AI, here's this thing I'm trying to sell, write me an email. It will write some very generic, not appealing, doesn't have the impact, and it'll put something out that might work. But if you're a copywriter, you know how to guide it. You know how you can look at it and say, oh, you know what, this is okay, except, and then it can get back and redo. So I wouldn't say AI doesn't have its place, but I will say that the better you are going into it, the better results you're going to get coming out of it.
Agree 100%. Okay, our next part is skills. Knowing is one thing, but doing is something entirely different. Think about your copywriting skills like muscles. Let's talk about how to shape and strengthen those muscles. Start with headlines. Headlines are 80% of the game, not just because of the stats, but because of the behavior they encourage and the tone that they set. Remember, people scan. They decide in seconds whether to stop or to keep scrolling. You've got one line to buy their attention. So make it count. Here's a simple exercise if you're just starting out. Write 10 headlines a day. Don't use ChatGPT. Use your brain. Try different approaches. Curiosity, fear, direct benefit, contrarian. Mix it up. Use different products and markets. Set a timer. Make it a drill. Then read them out loud and ask yourself, would I click on this? Would my prospect care? Over time, you'll start to feel the rhythm. Next, rewrite. Take existing ads, good ones, bad ones, rewrite them from a different angle. Try a new tone, a new structure, a new hook. If you can, track the original performance of the ad. See if your version makes it stronger. This isn't about copying. This is about re-engineering. Learning how to think your way into the offer. Now let's talk format. Writing a long-form sales letter is different from writing an Instagram ad. Same psychology, different frame. Email has its own rhythm. So does direct mail. And YouTube scripts, whole different world. So build range. Write for each format. Get used to the constraints. Learn the rhythms. Don't get stuck in one medium. Because when a client comes to you with a project, you want to be able to say yes. And here's the hidden benefit. When you write across formats, you start to understand messaging on a deeper level. You see how the same idea has to adapt based on space, context, and attention span. And that alone makes you a much sharper copywriter. It's good when the deadline's tight, when the audience is cold, when the product is new. That's skill. And it's what keeps you in demand.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that right there, if you're a email copywriter and that's the only thing you know how to do, you get stuck in this way of thinking. You get stuck in this box. But when you're also capable of writing YouTube videos and you're capable of writing Instagram ads, then you're able to see a problem, see a solution from multiple points of view. And having that ability gives you a much more wide, it gives you much more context and makes it to where if you still focus on emails, you're able to write much better emails because you're not stuck in the email writing box.
Yeah, that's really well put. And that's why it's so important. So let's kick it up a notch. Knowledge and skill give you potential, but where the rubber meets the road is where you turn that into experience. And that's the third step. Because at some point, and in the future, definitely, it's not just about what you know or how well you write. It's about whether your copy works. And that means results, real ones. It also means facing failure, experiencing it sometimes, and dealing with it. Because failure is part of the path to success. So let's look at how you get there. Start with this. Write for real businesses. It doesn't have to be a glamorous business. The work doesn't have to be paid. I've done plenty of free work as well as plenty of work that was well paid. But if you're just starting out, be willing to write for a local store or a nonprofit or a friend's side hustle. What matters is that you're solving an actual problem in the wild. And when you do that, two things happen. First, you build your portfolio with real samples. And second, you start collecting data, testimonials, before and after results, feedback. And the unique kind of knowledge that comes with experience, both good times and bad times. One of my clients, who has a seven-figure business, was so thrilled with what he was learning about copy that he wrote an ad for free for a friend of his who was a psychotherapist, just because the guy was a great therapist and a really bad marketer. Each project shapes you. As you grow, raise the stakes, take on longer form projects, test new markets, learn to handle feedback and revisions. You're not just building a career, you're building calluses. and confidence. Now here's the kill shot. Launch something yourself, your own product. You'll learn so much in such a short time, you'll be amazed. And future clients will be impressed that you spent your own time and your own money on your own project. It adds a layer of credibility to you when you've at least tried something on your own. Could be an affiliate offer, could be a small product or service. Doesn't have to be perfect. What it does have to be is started and finished. This gives you something most copywriters never get, a look at the full conversion process. You write the copy, you watch the metrics, you tweak the page, you test new emails. The numbers take on new meaning, and that kind of experience is invaluable because it changes how you think. You start writing more like an owner, like someone who sees the downstream impact of every headline, every button, every phrase. And that makes you more persuasive, more strategic, more in demand. Bottom line, copywriters who thrive aren't the ones with the prettiest portfolios. They're the ones with the deepest scar tissue. The ones who've seen what happens when a headline flops and when it works. That's experience. And that's the third important step towards becoming future-proof.
I think this is very important, especially for people trying to get into copywriting, because I've had that question asked so many times. And my answer always is, get something that you can sell. You'll be more invested in it. Every single aspect of it will hit harder. You'll get more out of it when you're the one whose dollar is on the line. And if you can do it for yourself, this was my experience. I had to get into copywriting because we didn't have a copywriter for one of my SaaS products. And so I had to learn copywriting. And as soon as I started getting results, a bunch of other business owners came out of the woodwork being like, hey, I saw what you did with this. Would you like to come over and write? So instead of hunting them down and being like, hey, I'm a copywriter with no experience, can I please write your emails? They came to me being like, hey, I saw what you did with this email. Hey, I saw what you did with this sales page. And I think that's the fastest way, but it's not taught very often.
No, it's really true. Suddenly, instead of one of them, you become one of us to a business owner. And yep. And it makes you much easier to trust and more attractive and more valuable. All right. So we've got knowledge, we've got skills, and we've got experience. That's kind of the baseline. Our next section is where you start to move towards becoming really valuable, maybe irreplaceable. So the facts are these. Most copywriters don't ask enough questions, and most copywriters don't know the right questions to ask. So feeling pressure instead of gathering the information they need to write a winning promotion or campaign, they just jump in. They start writing before they understand what they're really trying to do. And that's a problem. Because high-quality copy doesn't come from an adrenaline-fueled frenzy. Not most of the time. It comes from insight, and that insight comes from asking the right questions. So let's talk about that. Start with the customer. Don't just ask who's your target audience. Go deeper. Find out what's on their mind. What are they afraid of? What's frustrating them right now? What if they tried that didn't work? Talk to real people if you can. You'll get information you couldn't get any other way. Open-ended questions that begin with who, what, why, when, where, how. Open-ended questions get you the best answers. Instead of, do you think our product provides a unique solution? Ask, what was going on with you when you decided to look for a solution? Or for a customer, were you totally convinced when you bought? Ask, what almost stopped you from buying? The answers might surprise you. They also might give you your next headline. Now, let's talk about the market. What are competitors saying? What are they not saying? Look for gaps. Look for angles. If everyone's talking about speed, maybe you emphasize safety or simplicity or staying power. Study positioning, not just features. Ask your clients better questions like, what's the biggest misconception people have about your product? Or what do your best customers say after they use it? Now, put all your thoughts together in writing. You should spell out things like, who are we talking to? What do they want? What do they fear? What have they heard before? What can we say to them that they haven't heard, that they'll believe, that will move them to act? All this comes from asking better questions and more questions. Also, when you ask the right questions up front, you don't waste time later. And here's the bigger picture. Asking great questions positions you as more than a writer. Now you're starting to become a strategist, a thinker, someone who understands the business challenge. So that's the fourth step to future-proofing your career. Get really good at asking questions.
I will say, in any time that you're working with a client more than a one-and-done job, this becomes a vital aspect of optimizing, going forward, testing, all of this stuff that you talked about right here. You should be doing it even if you're on a one and done job. But if you're working with a client long term, this becomes, I think this becomes the key role for a copywriter is going in and doing this research and making sure that everything connects.
Yeah. I mean, when you change your own business model as a copywriter from one-off to, you know, long-term relationships with your clients, that's probably what you experienced, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. It was less about the copy and more about the strategy. How does this work with this? Are we making sure the messaging here is connecting? Are we optimizing each piece of this along the way? It's totally a different shift, but I think that the stuff that you talked about in this is, it should be for the one and done people, but it's the priority once you move past the one and done stage.
Well, yeah. And I haven't really even dug into where you use this. I'm saying these are the skills you need to have in order to be irreplaceable. And I think as you just sort of implicitly pointed out, I mean, at this point, your prospects wouldn't even think of bringing in an AI to do the kind of stuff you do. And we're not even to the best part yet. So let's keep going. Okay, we're the next to the last step. So far, we've talked about developing knowledge, skills, experience, and the ability to ask good questions. Without those, any thinking you do doesn't amount to much more than guesswork, not in direct response copywriting. But with knowledge, skills, experience, and good questions, you're positioned to do some very good thinking. And that's where the real value starts to come in, because the ability to think strategically is what turns raw information into profitable decisions. And that's why one of my primary goals with my mentoring clients is to help them take their thinking to the next level. So what does advanced thinking in copywriting look like? Nathan was just describing it, a snapshot. So first, it's the ability to generate good options. You're training your brain to solve problems from multiple directions. Second, mapping research to copy. And this is where most writers lose the thread. They do the research, they flesh out a strategy. Then they write some copy that could have been done without either. Big mistake. If the research tells you the prospect's biggest objection is their skepticism, your lead had better address trust. If your customer wants fast relief, you structure your copy to put that solution at the top. Every insight needs to lead to a copy decision. Strategic thinking means you're willing to test assumptions, not just accept them. Finally, you end up building a mental checklist for evaluating ideas. It might look something like this. Does this copy align with the prospect's core desire? Does it match the product's actual strengths? Does it differentiate us from the competition? And this one's huge. Is it believable? And is it simple? The best copy is clear, sharp, and grounded. And strategic thinking helps you filter for that. And that is what clients trust. It's what gets results. And it's one of the most future-proof skills you can ever build as a copywriter.
I think all of this today, I think that is, we're at a point where copywriting and marketing both are at a huge pivot point. There's a shift going on. And the promise of For a business owner, the promise of you can ditch your copywriters, you can ditch your marketers, you can buy our service and we'll do everything for you. So far what I've seen, and I'm not quite as sold that it won't be able to in the future, but so far what I've seen is if you're good at what you do, AI will make you 100 times better. if you're a business owner who's not quite good at it but knows you need it, it's going to spit out garbage. And I don't know how quickly that's going to change, but I don't see it changing immediately. So if you're a copywriter, if you're a marketer, if you're listening to this right now, instead of abandoning the skills that we talked about today, I say double down on them.
Yeah. And I mean, until I really thought this particular podcast through, my total answer to the question, is there a future for copywriters, is, well, there'll still be copywriters, but the copywriters who know how to use AI will replace the ones who don't. But it goes deeper than that. So let me get to the pinnacle, the ultimate, the top of the pyramid.
All right.
Solving high quality problems. Developing this knowledge, these skills, this experience, and the ability to ask great questions, the ability to think clearly about your answers leads to one master skill that every business will need in a copywriter in the future: the ability to solve high quality problems, being the person who can step in and figure it out. It's a rare skill, but it's also learnable. I remember many years ago in the Wall Street Journal, there was this huge article about the big law firms, and they said the role of a senior partner was to take a problem and break it into smaller problems that other lawyers could solve. And I thought, what a stupid thing. And when I started to actually deal with big problems, I realized, no, that's an incredible skill. And it's different for lawyers, and it's different for everyone in every business, the particulars, but the generic core, not the generic, but the basic, the fundamental skill is the same: being the person who can step in and figure it out. It's rare, but it's learnable. And the five areas we covered, that's exactly how you build this skill. Here's what it looks like in the real world. You get a call from a client, or maybe from a prospect, and maybe they're panicked. Their launch isn't converting. Everyone's blaming the funnel, or the emails, or the design. But you don't guess. You use your knowledge to recognize where copy typically breaks down. You apply your skills to tighten up the weak spots. You draw from your experience to ask the uncomfortable but necessary questions. And you use those questions to dig into the positioning, the offer, the market, and you start spotting things other people missed. Your thinking comes up with a winning solution. Now, when you can fix a problem like this, it makes you legendary, right? I mean, have you ever been in a situation like that, Nathan?
So many times.
Okay, and when you fix it, they act like you're the second coming, right?
You become irreplaceable, just like you've been saying.
Yep. So when this happens, after you've been through it and you've succeeded, you're willing and able to take on those bigger, messier projects, and you know that most other copywriters are going to run from them. And when you've developed the right questions, the right thinking, the right tools to fix what's broken, those messes become your best opportunities. And that's how reputations are built, because you're not just chasing trends or templates. You're thinking deeply about people. You're thinking about their fears, their desires, their blind spots. You ask better questions. You connect dots that others ignore or couldn't see even if they were looking for them. And you create fresh angles based on real insight. And when you show up to client meetings, when you have that level of clarity, you get a level of respect other copywriters don't get. You start getting pulled into higher level discussions, more strategic roles, better paying work. Because here's the thing, copy is only one part of the business machine. Now, we believe here at Copywriters Podcast, we believe that copy is a very important part, but it is just one part. And the people who can see the whole machine and fix what's wrong are the ones who get hired again and again and get paid the big bucks. So if you want to future-proof your career, take the steps you need to be able to solve high-quality problems. It's the highest leverage move you can make. And it all comes from doing the work in the five areas we've just covered. Now, I've spent a lot of time mentioning my mentoring in this podcast, and I just want to be clear about one thing. It's not for everybody. You need to be more advanced than a beginner in your freelance copywriting career or in your business. Most of my clients are already at the six-figure level. Some are at the eight and nine-figure level. I found those are the people I can help the most, and they're also the people who get an immediate return on their investment. So if you're interested, I do have one or two spots coming open this fall. Please visit my website and read about the mentoring, and then apply if this is something you really want to do. And that's at garfinkelcoaching.com. And we can put that in the show notes, right, Nathan?
Absolutely. I want to close out. I have a friend that is a computer software designer, and a lot of what you talked about today is being mirrored in the software design aspect of things. Yes, AI can write code, but if you just say, hey, AI, I need you to write me a code for this, and you don't have a clear understanding of what the end goal is, how the inner workings of the thing are supposed to work, it'll spit you something out that will get you close, but won't do as good of a job as somebody who understands from A to Z how the process is supposed to work. Same thing with copy. You can say, write me a sales page, write me a whatever. If you understand it from this 50,000 foot view, you're going to get much better results. And a business owner or an offer owner is still going to want somebody else to do it when they realize, hey, I can't just tell ChatGPT, create me a sales funnel. They're still going to need the people that are specialized in this. Yes, to use the tool. The tool is great, but you still need somebody in charge of wielding the tool.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got to become the person who can wield that tool with a lot of deftness and expertise. And so what do you think? Did I deliver on my promise?
I think you delivered on your promise. I was a little bit skeptical at the beginning of the episode, but yeah, man.
I know you were. Good.
And if you enjoyed this episode and you want more, head on over to copywriterspodcast.com. The show notes for this episode will include the link to where you can apply to work with David, but I know how in demand you are. Out until fall, you're booked up, so apply, but make sure you're qualified, because otherwise chances are slim that you're going to get in. But over at copywriterspodcast.com, we'll have everything for you over there. And until next time, we will catch you later.
Catch you later. Stop using the hero's journey in your sales copy. My book, The Persuasion Story Code, will help you put together stories that convince your prospects and resolve their objections. If you are a copywriter, you'll appreciate that every single one of the 25 kinds of stories in this book have been proven time and time again in profitable sales copy. But I've also used these kinds of stories to close 5- and 6-figure deals for my own business, and so have many of my clients. These stories are easy to create and easy to tell. They sound like ordinary conversation, but they are all designed and proven to lead to a yes. You can get the Persuasion Story Code on Amazon.com. So get your copy today.